All right, can you hear us?
I can.
All righty, well, we are now joined by our race winning crew chief, Kevin Bono Mannion. Can you walk us through that final lap and what it was like with Zane out there?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, actually. You know, it was definitely getting dead and dusk, and I know it was time for things to happen, and it was, you know, with the new choose rule, NASCAR has implemented it. Gave us an opportunity. I think we were eighth, and we figured out if we thought the way the race was playing out that the eight truck and one other truck would take the bottom, so we could line up fifth, or we thought we might be 10th. So we opted to take the bottom on that last restart, and our truck was extremely good on the bottom. We were one of the later trucks to pit for left side tires. And I think that's what helped us wrap the bottom so good and get a good run down the backstretch.
All right. Well, we are going to open up the floor to media for questions. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can shoot me a chat and I will get to you. Let's kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Bono, you kind of mentioned it, but just how much did the choose rule play into your winning this race?
Well, I think it definitely helped, you know, Bob. Early on, it seemed like the top was the preferred lane, or even most of the time. And, you know, it was probably 70-30 there on the front guys. And then towards the back, it got confusing to some which way they wanted to go. So we kind of just kind of counted it out, and we went to the top. There was a lot of restarts today. So, and we spent a lot of time coming from the back. We had a pit penalty early. With the crew behind us helping us on purpose or on accident, rather, when it turned out to be a penalty by catching a tire. And then we had a flat tire coming to green as the leader. So we were back there quite a bit, and we were able to try a couple different lanes. And the top seemed to be good for us because we could get on the outside and go three wide. But like I said, the latter part of the race, as you get closer to the front, I think if you could pick up three or four and then maybe only lose two, you profit a couple positions if you can get a hole and squeeze up there. But your truck has to be extremely good on the bottom to go through one and two in order to just to maybe keep your run up down the backstretch. So I don't know if it was a little bit cooler track temperature or the fresher left side tires that we had than most trucks, but we were able to maintain that position off of turn two, which propelled us to the lead. So all good.
And did you have any opinion about the choose rule before this race? And do you have any, is the opinion the same or changed after it?
You know, I've watched it in short track race, and I watched it at the All-Star race. I think it's great that we change, pardon the pun there, you know, they change up the sport. I think it's only for the better. I think it adds excitement for the fans watching at home, soon to be in the grandstands, hopefully. But, you know, it's just another element for the crew chiefs, just another excitement, something else for us to keep up with. And then for the fans to watch and, you know, high, low, and sometimes it's going to pay off and sometimes it's not. So I would credit some of it to our win today for sure, maybe. You know, it seemed like with five to go, we were pretty far back in the field, you know, with kept getting out caution after caution and never could make up time. But we finally just said, you know, whatever line is shorter, that's the way we're going to go. And so we did that the last two times and it paid off.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Congratulations, Trouble.
Yeah, thank you.
Just curious, you've raced with so many guys before. Anybody Zane remind you of, or is there, you know, some antidote you can give us as far as his development since coming to GMS?
You know, I really can't think that he reminds me of anyone. He's relatively quiet, similar to maybe Martin was. I don't know. Zane's just a little different, you know, kind of just a California kid. Really not a whole lot bothers him, or not too much gets to him. He's definitely a fierce competitor when he gets in behind the wheel, and he has impressed the heck out of me and a lot of people watching on TV, a lot of fans, a lot of other drivers. You know, he's obviously auditioning for a job in the other series coming up. You know, I think he's got a bright future. So he's auditioning in front for owners and all of that stuff. So he's just very talented. He knows kind of, we're getting to kind of know him a little bit, what he likes in the race truck, and everything's just clicking right now. So yeah, really excited that kind of got this win out of the way to go have some fun in Daytona. Really looking forward to a road course race in Daytona and see what the rest of the year brings for us.
You find his humility refreshing?
I missed a question.
I said, do you find his humility refreshing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, he's, like I said, he's just a little bit different and really down to earth and likes to have a good time. And, you know, it's, I don't know, I got somebody, that's funny. But it is refreshing. You know, he hangs out with us at the track. He comes to the shop quite a bit. He's a perfect fit for our team right now.
Thank you for your time. Safe travels, bud.
Thank you.
Well, it looks like we are letting you off easy with just those questions. So thank you so much for taking the time and for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and we hope to see you post-race at the Daytona Road Course.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and to all of the media still here, just a reminder, we will have all of the audio and video from this post-race media conference on NASCARmedia.com shortly, and feel free to reach out to any of us with any questions. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you, Marissa.
You need to grab anything? I think we're good. I think I'm just going to keep
it. Thank you.